Hello and welcome to The Coach Home. It is Harriet Pryor hosting. And first up, we have got Tom Fahy to talk about Aston Villa. Tom, you must be in a pretty good mood. It was the lowest of lows last weekend, followed by a lot of highs this weekend. So you're feeling better on this Monday than you were this time last week.
Yeah, last week I was, I think the nicest word I can dejected. Having seen Tyrone Mings and Emi Buendia both go down with season-ending injuries, I'd kind of like lost the love for it. And I just wasn't excited to go to Villa Park because I was like, I'm going to see someone get hurt again. And I don't think I'm emotionally stable enough to see my favourite players get injured. And I think a few people were feeling like that, to be honest. People were, you know, they'd kind of been like an overcorrection where a lot of pundits were saying, oh, Villa could challenge for the top four this season. And then we got absolutely battered by Newcastle. And then everyone was just like, well, maybe Villa aren't actually that good anymore. And now we're back to beating Everton 4-0. I think we're back to a normal level, which is good. You know, all the talk before the game was, oh, it's the most played fixture in English football history. I don't think we'll be playing them again other than Goodison Park much longer because they were an absolute rabble. They were a disgrace.
You mentioned there, everyone was talking about Villa and how they could be a top four challenger this season, and then you play Newcastle, things don't go well. Do you feel like this weekend was a bit more of a truer reflection of how your season might pan out, or are you a little bit somewhere in the middle at the moment? You're not sure which way it's going to go.
I think it was a truer reflection because, you know, our record at Newcastle, I don't know if anyone will be aware of this, but our record at Newcastle is an absolute disgrace. We haven't beat Newcastle at St. James's Park since 2003 when Kieran Dyer and Lee Bowyer beat the crap out of each other. That was the last time we beat them. So I did go into that Newcastle game expecting to lose. So, and to be honest, I went into this Everton game expecting to win because we always beat Everton. We haven't lost against Everton since we got promoted.